America. This is your Mike Malloy Show. Brad Friedman of BradBlog.com, your friendly investigative citizen blogger, journalist, troublemaker, muckraker from BradBlog.com, sitting in for Mike tonight. And, man, did I delighted. I just had a great – if you didn't hear the interview just now with Fred Karger, we'll have it up late night at BradBlog.com, or you can get it if you're a Malloy podcast subscriber. And if you are not, I hope that you will be, because we need to support progressive radio so that we can have an interview with a guy like Fred Karger, who's running for the Republican presidential nominee, that you won't hear anywhere else. I was told as we were chatting after the interview, Fred said that, you know, if you live in New Hampshire, pay attention, people in New Hampshire, if you live in New Hampshire and you're registered as an independent, you can re-register, certainly now as a Republican, but you can also do it on the day of the election, of the primary election in January. You're an independent, you can have the choice who you want to vote for. You can vote for the Democrat, if there's a Democratic primary in New Hampshire. Probably won't be. Or in the Republican presidential primary in New Hampshire. So if you folks hear what I'm saying out there, you ain't got no Democratic primary to vote for if you're registered as an independent. You want to see this party, you want to see some kind of sanity returned to the Republican Party. Good luck with that. However, you can shake them up out there in New Hampshire if you want. You can vote in the Republican Party primary in January in New Hampshire. And I'm not telling you who to vote for, but FredKarger.com is a very interesting fellow. I think you'll agree. If you missed that interview, you'll be able to get it at MikeMalloy.com later tonight or at BradBlog.com. Okay, where the hell were we? Where the hell are we? Oh, he also said, by the way, he said that because I forced him to talk to me here. I'm in, like I said, I'm in Stephanie Miller's studio out here in Los Angeles. And we use her studio when I do the Malloy Show. And behind me, there's pictures of Stephanie and this huge picture of Al Franken, who used to be on the air out here back when in the Air America days. He was on in the mornings on K-Talk AM 1150, which is where I'm broadcasting from. Broadcasting from out in Los Angeles. Huge picture of Al Franken. His huge head is right behind mine if you're sitting here talking to me. And I said, hey, sorry, Fred, you're going to have to look at this Al Franken character. He said, oh, no, he was my inspiration for running. What? Apparently, it turns out, and I don't know if you read this book, it's hysterical. A few years back, a bunch of years back now, Al Franken wrote a book called Why Not Me? In which he muses about running for president. And this was back as prior to 2000. And it's a hysterical book called Why Not Me? Al Franken runs for president. Actually, I can't remember. I think he gets the nomination. But and believe it or not, prior to 2000, okay, he had chosen, his fictional character in this book had chosen Joe Lieberman to be his presidential, his vice presidential running mate. In the book. Anyway, Fred Karger says that Why Not Me was his inspiration to run for president here in the Republican Party. So anyway, you can also follow him over on the Twitters at Fred Karger, K-A-R-G-E-R. Or you can follow me on the Twitters at The Brad Blog. 877-520-1150 is our phone number here today if you want to get in to talk about that interview, to talk about anything else. I got loads of stuff to talk about, but I would love to hear from you because these are your airwaves, the people's airwaves. 877-520-1150. If you want to talk about Neil Bortz calling for, where the hell is it? What did he call for? Let's see here. On our public airwaves. You got that queued up by any chance? Yeah, play that last part there, Tony. Neil Bortz, over 200 affiliate stations, had this to say just earlier this week.
And you do, in fact, need to carry that gun, and we need to see some dead thugs littering the landscape in Atlanta. We need to see the next guy that tries to carjack you shot dead right where he stands. We need more dead thugs in this city.
Hey, Neil Bortz. If somebody goes out tonight and mows down 20 folks in the streets of Atlanta, how are you going to feel about that? You going to take any responsibility for that? Does anybody in the Republican Party take any responsibility for anything? Well, I don't care if you take accountability for it, but those are my airwaves. You're saying that over my public airwaves, and I'm not happy about it. So I hope anybody else who is not happy about the incitement to violence, this is not about free speech. This is not about the racism that underscores Bortz's comments there. This is about incitement to violence, which is illegal, which people have gone to jail for. So, got a problem with it? Go to FCC.gov. Right at the top, it says file a complaint or take action, and then it says complaint. Fill out a complaint if Neil Bortz is violating your public airwaves with that kind of crap, that kind of violent incitement to violence. 877-520-1150. Let's hit a few callers, and then I got a few more thoughts. I'm sorry. Boy, we haven't spent a minute on Anthony Weiner. Can you believe it? The most important issue of the day. And we haven't spent a minute. Oh, we will. Jeff in Irvine, California. Welcome to the Mike Malloy Show, sir. What is on your mind?
Oh, not much. How you doing there, Brad? I'm a big fan of your blog.
Oh, thank you, sir. You're very kind.
Yeah, I've been following a long time with the black box voting issues. You did an excellent job. Excellent.
Thank you. I appreciate that. But what are you calling for tonight, Jeff?
Well, I was wondering, what's your opinion on the Emmanuel Goldstein killing? You know, Osama bin Laden, do you believe it or do you think it's fake like I do?
What's the Emmanuel Goldstein killing?
Oh, you know, they killed Osama bin Goldstein.
Oh, brother. I don't even know where you're going there, Jeff, but no thanks. I don't even... Whatever. You know, look, if you want to call in... All right. Yeah, it was fake. But here's the deal. If you want to call in, if you want to say the killing of Osama bin Laden was fake, if you want to slyly imply some sort of a racist Jewish thing there, which I presume that's what that was about, I don't even know, tell Desi when you call. She's screening your calls. We'd love, you know, but you said Ed Schultz shouldn't have been suspended. Okay. I don't know what if he should or shouldn't. I wanted to hear your opinion. If you have an opinion, if you have something you want to talk about, I'm not going to block you out because I don't agree with you. Don't lie to the call screener. Okay? Okay. You all right? All right. 877-520-1150. And here I say we could talk about anything you want, which I thought was pretty nice of me. All right. 877-520-1150. Do I have the time to go to? No, I'll do it when I come back. Let me get out early here this segment, Tone, and I'll come back with what the media was spending their time on today and for the last 2 or 3 weeks. All the important issues that matter to this nation, like Anthony Weiner, who resigned today for some reason. Because he went to hookers and got... Oh, no, wait, that was David Vitter, the Republican senator who's still serving. No, it was because he was hitting up men in a bathroom in Minnesota. Oh, no, that was Larry Craig, and it took him... Oh, no, it was because he was having an affair and paying people off with his staffer, paying people off to shut them... Oh, no, I'm sorry, that was John Ensign, who served for 2 years. Was it Clarence Thomas who lied on his forehead? It's so confusing. Thank God we've got CNN, MSNBC, and Fox to straighten us out. We'll talk about that straight ahead. Brad, in for Mike Malloy.
Always been a dance.
This is your Mike Malloy Show. Brad Friedman of BradBlog.com in for Mike. It's summer break for Mike. So I'm delighted to be here with you. We will be taking your calls momentarily at 877-520-1150. The phone lines are lighting up. So if you want to get in, now's your chance. These are your public airwaves. Use them or lose them more than you already have. 877-520-1150. Plus, I want to welcome over at the BradBlog.com chat room, Lady Cab Driver, who apparently just now found Mike Malloy last night for the first time. And now I've already disappointed her by showing up and... where's Malloy? I just found him, and now this Brad guy comes in and... No, not really. She's delighted to have found Mike, and then she's even happy that I'm here. So thank you, Lady Cab Driver. I, too, am happy that you are here. Of course, over the last 3 weeks, and we'll have plenty of time to talk about this tomorrow and Monday and Tuesday when I'm back with you, but, you know, actual news was going on. Actual information was being learned and should have been reported. As a matter of fact, Anthony Weiner... Before all of this nonsense came about, was busy outing Clarence Thomas for his conflicts and his crimes. Justice Clarence Thomas for his crimes, for lying about his wife's income on his financial disclosure forms for 20 years, something that we talked about in detail last time I was here a couple months ago. Some new information, we find that his wife, Ginny, made $550,000. So get this, in September of, let me get this timeline absolutely straight. Here we go. Okay. September of 2009, the Citizens United cases argued before the Supreme Court. November of 2009, Ginny Thomas, his wife, launches her new Liberty Central 501c4 organization and manages somehow in November alone, just by the end of the year, manages to raise over $500,000. $550,000 in 2009 in just the last month. Now, of course, Citizens United had already been argued, so maybe she knew what was coming up, you think? Because in January, Citizens United is decided. And in March, just a couple of months later, Ginny Thomas says, hey, Liberty Central, my 501c4 organization, we will, quote, accept donations from various sources, including corporations, as allowed under campaign finance rules recently loosened by the Supreme Court. So if she made $550,000 in 1 month in 2009, what did she make thereafter? And did she know? Did she know what she was going to, what the decision was going to be? Did she realize, hey, this is a way to make some big money? Is it a case of judicial insider trading? This is the sort of thing that Anthony Weiner was actually working on. He had set up a website, Conflicted Clarence. This is the sort of thing he had been working on when all of this came about. I'm going to continue to work on it. I'm going to continue to report on it. Because, well, Anthony Weiner can't anymore because he was forced to resign today. The most important thing in America, of course, and all of the cable news networks, they were all over it. Here's a montage put together. I think this is from Media Matters. The big excitement about when Nancy Pelosi was going to speak as the news was breaking that Pelosi was going to, Weiner was going to resign. And all of the excitement about getting her comments, well, let's go ahead and play this. And you'll see they were disappointed when all she wanted to talk about was jobs and things that actually affect us.
On the left, you see the podium where House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi will be just about 15 minutes from now.
We had a lot more planned for you today, but obviously with the breaking news, things are being adjusted right now.
And just to point out, we are supposed to hear from Nancy Pelosi in just about 10 minutes. She had a scheduled news conference. This is definitely going to change the dynamic of what she was going to talk about.
I apologize, sir. Please come back. That's Ron Paul, now Nancy Pelosi.
Here comes Nancy Pelosi.
And here she comes into the room right now.
You got it. She's getting ready to step up to the mics. Leader Nancy Pelosi now addressing the Anthony Weiner scandal.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us once again for our regularly scheduled Thursday morning press availability. As usual, we're here to talk about jobs, about protecting Medicare, and to protecting the middle class. If you're here to ask a question about Congressman Weiner, I won't be answering any. I've made the statements I'm going to make. It's my understanding that later in the day, he will be having a press conference, and after that, I will have a statement available. I just tell you that up front. It is day 163 days since the Republicans.
All right, Dana Bash, I actually saw John Keane sort of grinning, maybe because he sort of expected that.
All right, so Nancy Pelosi saying she is not going to have any comment on Anthony Weiner's resignation.
Changing Medicaid while they give tax breaks to businesses that send jobs overseas.
So Nancy Pelosi, nothing now on Anthony Weiner, but I have to think as soon as the reporters get a shot here when she's done with her statement that this topic will come up. We'll see whether or not she gives in at that point.
So there you had Fox, MSNBC, CNN. Some of them, I don't know which one it was, actually broke away from a presidential candidate, Ron Paul. They broke away from him to go to Nancy Pelosi. Because they thought that she had news on Anthony Weiner because he was going to resign. And when it turned out that all the minority leader of the U.S. House of Representatives at a time of historic crisis, historic unemployment in this country, at a time of war, at a time when we're, you know, facing a possible default on the deficit, on the debt ceiling... The leader of the Democrats is going to talk about jobs and what matters to America. Turns out she doesn't speak about Anthony Weiner. And so the cable news groups who broke away from what they were doing to cover her then break away from her because she's not talking about this jackass over on Twitter. She wants to talk about jobs. Who cares about jobs in America? Idiots. Brad in from Malloy. Brad Friedman of bradblog.com in for Mike Malloy. And we will finally get to some of your calls, 877-520-1150. Man, I still got so much stuff I want to talk about. I haven't even got to talk about Wisconsin. What the hell happened there since I was last broadcasting here on the Malloy Show? But I suspect we'll do that in the days ahead. Okay, where are we here? Let's go to a call. Roger, right here in Los Angeles. Welcome to the Mike Malloy Show, sir. What's on your mind, Roger?
Mind anyway, sitting in for Mike Malloy.
Roger, turn down your radio. Roger, what don't you? All right, we're coming back to. We're putting Roger's on hold. We'll come back to you, Roger. Boy, let's go to Mark in. There we go, Mark in San Francisco. Hey, Mark, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show. Let's see if you have your radio turned down. What's on your mind?
Hi, Brad. How you doing?
I'm okay.
Yeah, I think the country's hit the lowest I've ever seen it in my lifetime today. You know, the Democratic Party put Anthony Weiner on the chopping block, but nothing was done to George Bush, a war criminal.
Yep.
We have John Boehner and Vitter, and Boehner's been involved with lobbyists.
Yep.
The Republican Party's turned the government into a prostitution and bribery party, and... I mean, there's so much going on in this country. No Democrats went to Wisconsin to help them. You know,
yep.
It's just a sad day. We've got a war on the middle class. The Republican Party is taking apart, you know, our social programs, and the Democratic Party just sitting there going along with it instead of saying that deficit's not the problem, that we need revenue, and that we need to get some infrastructure done here in this country and put people to work.
Yep.
They just sit back and let the Republican Party destroy this country. But yet, a great voice for the progressive movement is on the chopping block. It's disgusting.
It is disgusting, and they spent the time coming out in dribs and drabs each and every day. Someone else would say, "Oh, he needs to resign." Obama saying he needs to resign. Hey, President Obama, aren't you busy? Why don't you do? And pardon me, I'm getting over a cold here. But why don't you just say no comment and get on to the business of this country, because we are under assault. Mark is absolutely right. We have never seen anything like this before. And this is with a Democratic president sitting in the White House. What is it going to take?
That's what makes it worse, Brad, is that we have a Democratic president who should be up there, with a bully pulpit saying that we need jobs and we have a revenue problem and standing up to the Republican Party who's destroying this country. And yet he doesn't do anything. And it's a shame, because what's happening in Wisconsin, we have a corrupt Supreme Court that needs to be called out, like Thomas. And I mean, it just goes on and on. The media is a joke. It's an insult to watch TV with what they're putting on there. We've got so many problems, and Anthony Weiner is the top story.
I hear you, Mark. Thanks.
I can't believe I'm living in this country anymore.
I hear you, brother. You're making good use of it, though. You came on the airwaves and made some noise about it. That's the right thing to do. Keep it up. Thanks, Mark. I got to run. I really do appreciate it.
Okay, brother.
You bet. Let's go to Jim in Chicago, Windy City. Hey, Jim, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show, sir.
How you doing, Brad?
I'm okay.
That guy who called earlier talking about Osama bin Goldstein, he was making a reference to 1984.
Okay.
Goldstein was Big Brother's propaganda enemy.
Okay.
And, they kept chasing him all over the world.
I see.
He kept appearing here and there. So he was drawing a
Emmanuel
propaganda
Goldstein.
Conclusion.
Okay. But he also said that he thought it was fake.
Because this thing with Goldstein was fake.
Okay.
That was all for propaganda purposes in 1984.
Okay.
So that's all it was.
All right. Thanks, Jim. I appreciate that. And therefore, if I inappropriately said that, what happened? All the callers went away at once. What? 877-520-1150. I don't think I did that, did I? 877-520-1150. Lots of free lines now if you want to get in. Not much time left on the show. I apologize to that caller because I did suggest it was something anti-Semitic or something. I don't even know what the hell it was. And frankly, that's what I said. I wouldn't mind. You can talk about whatever you want. But he said one thing to our screener, and then he said another thing on the air. Don't do that, please. All right. Dale, our friend Dale from Columbus, Ohio, is calling. Welcome to the Mike Malloy Show, Dale. How are you, sir?
Okay. How are you? The windy vote city here, right?
something like that. we'll see if they get to vote at all in Columbus. Hey, Dale. Listen. Let me take this opportunity. I know that you worked very hard. I presume this is the same Dale who worked on the Wisconsin election, integrity there. You were a godsend to a lot of folks. The work you did was so important in Wisconsin in this disastrous Wisconsin election recount that I haven't even gotten into today. But what a mess that was. But thank God there were people like you and Jeannie Dean, who's been watching our chat room, and folks in the Facebook election integrity page. I just want to say thank you on behalf of everyone in this nation for giving a damn about election integrity and fighting, not for a candidate or a specific candidate, but fighting for there to be an election with integrity where we don't have thousands of ballots in open ballot bags, misdated poll tapes, and everything else. So that's a long way to say thanks. Thanks, Dale.
Thanks, Brad. I really appreciate that. You don't know how much it means to me. The thing I wanted to talk to you about was, now, just like in Texas, if you remember, there were ghost voting legislators.
Right.
Legislators, they would push buttons for the other guy while he's out, God knows where, doing what.
Well, yeah, in theory, just so people understand that, this is in the legislature down in Texas. You're allowed to vote for someone else, in theory.
They're doing it in Wisconsin now, too. And this, I mean, this is, they're worried about stealing votes, and then here they are doing it. And this is not this is concentrated power now. Like, all the people that supposedly elected them, put them in office, their power is collectively aggregated into that person, and then somebody else is pressing that person's button.
Well, and as you know, as you know, they're not really worried about stealing people's votes. That's nonsense. As a matter of fact, they would love to steal your vote. So that's obviously phony. But listen, if that's what they're doing, if they're giving people the permission to do this, we had a video. It was a year or two ago at BradBlog. This video showing how it was done in Texas. That one assembly person or whatever it was. There in the state legislature would go around and vote for their friends who were not there. Theoretically, they were voting the way that that person would have voted anyway, but who knows? And that at the same time that they're out there claiming that everyone else in the world is committing voter fraud and we've got to put in these photo ID restrictions, which they are now successfully doing in Wisconsin, in Texas, and everywhere else.
At the cost of the public money for elections, yeah. They stole that money from the voters there and said, oh, we're going to spend it because we want to put more restrictions on your voting rights. I'm not going to say the F word, but you know what I mean.
Thank you for not saying the F word. And thanks, Dale, for everything you're doing. Keep raising hell. The recalls are coming up in Wisconsin. The January is in July. And in January, we're probably going to see a recall against Scott Walker. And then next year is going to be your and my worst nightmares as we try to oversee this disastrous election system in this country.
We've got great people there working on pulling paper ballots into the picture in this scenario. Whether it's going to happen or not, we'll see. But they're pushing as hard as they can to get that done before the recall. So I don't know if it's going to happen or not. But
good luck. Good luck to us all.
For everything you've done, too. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you, brother. Good talking to you. 877-520-1150. If you don't know about it, most people don't. Open ballot bags in the town of Brookfield in Waukesha County in Wisconsin. To this day, by the way, I don't believe the state election authority, the Government Accountability Board, they still haven't received the minutes from the Waukesha recount, and yet they certified the race. They certified the race without examining hundreds and hundreds of pieces of evidence, objections by the candidate. The state election authority certified it as correct, the results as correct. Open ballot bags, poll tapes dated, printed, dated 7 days before the election itself. Duct tape ballot bags, serial numbers crossed out and changed. Serial numbers missing. No chain of custody, thousands of miscounted ballots, thousands of ballots that no one knows if they're the same ballots that were cast on Election Day in the Wisconsin Supreme Court election. For a 10-year term, a 10-year term that David Prosser now enjoys, this Republican supporter of Scott Walker's, gives the Republicans a 4-3 advantage in Wisconsin. And what do you know? They just said that Scott Walker's union-busting law was just fine and dandy by them. The open meeting law that they violated when they passed it. Well, David Prosser and the other Republicans on the state Supreme Court said, you know what? That open meetings law, it doesn't apply to the legislature. Because they say so. So, what open meeting law? Who cares? I bet we'll be talking more about that this week, next week. Ron in Prescott, Arizona. Hey, Ron, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show.
Yeah, good to hear you again, Brad.
There we go. Good. Thank you.
Do you think Obama should be trying to get congressional approval for further action in Libya?
Yes.
Okay. And also, have you heard that Al-Qaeda is one of the major groups in the rebels fighting against Gaddafi, and we're backing Al-Qaeda there?
I have heard that. I don't know if it's true, and I think it might be a stretch to say that we are backing them specifically, but I take your point. And, that should be debated. That should be discussed. And we should not be going to war until we get an approval by Congress, the U.S. Constitution. But I'm old-fashioned that way. Thanks,
okay.
Thanks, Ron.
I just wanted to check.
Yeah, no, I appreciate your call. Thank you, brother.
Okay.
All right. Let's go to Norman in, where are we here? Norman in Crescent City, California. A lot of California calls today. Hey, Norman, what's on your mind, brother?
Oh, I just wanted to make a comment. I read on the web today about the, you know, the nuclear power accident that they had in Nebraska.
Well, I don't think it was not an accident, was it? It's a concern that the flood waters are rising there. Is this the one you're talking about?
Yes, but there was also reported on Hawaiian news service that a fire had broken out there.
Okay.
And my concern is that they immediately issued a no-fly over, no-fly zone, for 2 miles around the perimeter of the power site, which tells me that they don't want people looking in to see what's really and truly going on there.
Are you saying that
because
our public...
Because what can you see from 2 miles? You can't, you know, why not make it a half mile or something like that if they're worried about a plane crash?
Well, or they're worried about radiation that may be... I mean, one of the problem is the river is rising, as I understand it. It threatens to knock out the... diesel power generators that are needed to keep the nuclear plant cool. Sounding familiar, Fukushima fans?
Yes, exactly. And what they're saying, it was a minor accident, that they got it under control. But my feeling is that if they're not allowing anybody near there, they haven't got it under control. And I just want to make one more comment.
Very
about,
quickly.
A lot of people don't know, the media doesn't cover, is that the Fukushima plant is now over 400 miles away. They're finding radiation damage and dangerous nuclear radiation. No one's been covering that in the media.
You're right.
And they also did not mention that an engineer who worked for them was fired because he blew the whistle on them about 3 years ago, and that site was not. That site was in trouble before the earthquake.
Norman, you're right, and the media is doing a woeful job there. The radiation at Fukushima Daiichi plant is now higher than it has been since the March 11th accident. I got to get to a break,
right.
Norman. Sorry, don't mean to cut you off. Thank you for getting those getting the words out over the public airwaves. Wish there was a lot more folks like you. Brad in for Malloy. Stay with us. Is internal combustion power. Satan is my motor. My thanks tonight to engineer Tony Sorrentino, or T-Sor, here at LA's K-Talk AM. I like it. I like it. T-Sor. I like it. At LA's K-Talk AM 1150, who have been hosting us here. Thank you for that. My producer, Desi Doyen, and call screener and everything else that she was tonight, as well, I think, Jeannie Dean. Yes, Jeannie Dean was our lovely chat room hostess along with Des. Tonight at the brandblog.com chat room. Thank you, ladies, very much for that. By the way, we can get to a few more calls at 877-520-1150. If you want to get in, don't wait. Now's your chance. Last second, 877-520-1150. Thanks also to my guest tonight, Ernie Kenning, who will have more on the Neil Bortz incitement to murder tomorrow at bradblog.com, and to Fred Karger, 2012 Republican presidential candidate, who is here in the studio with us. If you missed that interview or anything else, we will have it up late night tonight at bradblog.com. Or, you know, do us all a favor. Go to mikemalloy.com and become a podcast subscriber. Support independent progressive radio over your public airwaves. Thanks, of course, to Mike and Kathy Malloy for allowing me to sit in tonight. I will be back tomorrow. And if you're listening on MikeMalloy.com, stay tuned for Head On with Bob Kincaid. Although I think he's at the Netroots Nation. with all the cool kids. All right, a couple more calls here. 877-520-1150. You'll have to keep it short and sweet because I don't got a lot of time. Bill in Hayward, California. What's on your mind, brother?
Hi, Brad. Okay, my point is I was curious if this fellow who had the photographs of Wiener, how did he get so many? And might there not have been an intelligence operation against him to get him off Clarence Thomas? That's my point.
Well, Andrew Breitbart, the liar over there from BigGovernment.com, he was involved in this thing to some extent.
Right.
So clearly it wasn't an intelligence operation because he ain't got any. But I, you know what? I don't think it was to get him off of this Clarence Thomas case because he did it himself. He, you know, mistweeted that original picture. All the others.
Did he mistweet so many?
Well, no, those weren't mistweeted. After that, the floodgates open. They start, you know, paying off people to make them famous. Show us your Anthony Wiener photos. And, you know, and that's how it happened. And, of course, they all want to...
You're too trusting, I think, so.
You think so? All right.
Well...
Maybe you're right.
Maybe. Okay.
Okay.
Nice to hear your viewpoint anyway, and I like your style, and I think you're doing a great job.
Much appreciate that, Bill. Thanks for thanks for calling. Yeah. Oh, what happened to the guy? There was a guy who said I was being too good, too kind to Anthony Wiener. He dropped off. Well, call us tomorrow and tell me why I'm being... too nice, too generous. I was going to go to you first. I think it was Andy or something. Gwen in Plano. Oh, Plano, Texas. Fort Plano, as I like to call it. Gwen, what's on your mind very quickly here, my friend?
I am so tired of voter fraud. We have got the worst, the worst governor.
Who's that?
Other than George W. Bush.
Rick Perry. What do you mean? You're tired of voter fraud? What voter fraud are you talking about?
The
what?
They're stupid.
Who? What? What are you talking about, Gwen? What voter fraud are you talking about?
These people don't know how to vote.
What do you mean they don't know how to vote? They're voting for the wrong person?
Correct.
That's not fraud. That's stupidity. And you're in Texas, so straighten them out. Appreciate
I'm
it.
Fine.
Okay.
I'm fine.
Well, keep up the good work. Straighten them out, Texas. Please, somebody, mess with Texas. All right, we'll be back here tomorrow night. Same Brad time, same Brad channel, right here on the Mike Malloy Show. Until then, we'll see you at bradblog.com. Thanks, America. Keep it lit.